Welcome to the secret sauce. We are on a mission to find success tips and strategies from wealthy entrepreneurs and business owners. What is the secret to having it all?
Yo, what's up, everybody? Welcome back to the podcast. My guest today is Ernesto Cepeda. He is an entrepreneur, business owner from Fresno, California, with multiple businesses, and his knowledge on it is extremely high. So tune into the episode and check out his story. Just giving a fair warning, I'm still trying to get this podcasting down. So like the recording came out with a little bit of an echo. I've been trying to fix it. I'll get around to it, but I want to put out the content because if I hold off, I am not pushing forward. I want to grow this podcast more and more. I want to get the information out to you guys. So tune in and check it out. Yo, what's up? Welcome back to the podcast. I am here with Ernesto Cepeda. Ernesto is an entrepreneur from Fresno, California. And the dude's story is fucking inspiring as hell, man. I've known this dude for about 10 years now, I believe. And yeah, man, it's crazy. And this guy, he from where he came from and to where he's at now, it's true, like American dream right there. Like, this guy fucking handles shit. And the knowledge he has and he's acquired, he did not get this from college. He did not get this from anybody, like any teachers or anything like that. So without further ado, Ernesto, how are you, brother?
Thank you, Rudy. I'm great. Thank you for saying those kind words.
Yeah, man, no problem, dude. Hey, so Ernesto, like, I know when we first met, it was back at A&P school. We were going to college to be aviation mechanics. And you were like only like, what, 18 years old when you went to that school, right?
17.
Oh, 17. Dang. Okay. So you were 17 years old. Yeah, man. So I remember you coming in and super young, man. I was just like, dang, this kid, man, he wants to get a head start in life here. You know, like, he wants to be a mechanic. And dude, you were on another level from the get go, man. It was crazy. So like, what inspired you to be on that level, to like have that hustler mentality? Because when you came in through that school, man, you were like slinging tools, like starter toolbox for whenever you finished the school. You know, you had your tools ready for it. Like, you were already had that mindset. And I remember you said that you were working like at charity auctions and stuff, like selling like tools and, you know, on the side on the weekend. So what gave you that inspiration, man, to do stuff like that?
Boats, cars, whatever came our way, literally. People's lunches. That was the crazy one where some people would literally bring lunch that their wife cooked, which is crazy, and they didn't want to eat it for whatever reason. They wanted to go eat out and like sell their lunch to someone else, and it was, I mean, it was crazy. It was just survival mode, I guess, but like, I guess, you know, right before I started that school, I got a little bit of taste of money, I guess, and you know, it was a lifelong addiction, I guess, but the main reason being is, I guess early on, I found out that, I know it sounds, you know, simple and like, it's not rocket science, but at an early age, I found out you can do whatever you want in life. I found out, and I heard this from, you know, I mean, the guy's a billionaire now, Grant Cardone, but I heard this from him, you know, at the time, no one knew about him, but, you know, when he said, hey, I came from nothing, and now, you know, he has his private jet and all that, you know, that was really inspirational because, you know, you see these people in suits, you see these high earners and all that, but you know, we're taught and trained to believe that that's not attainable. Like, you have to go to school to get a good job, and you're taught that 70 grand a year is living the dream. And I mean, most people, I mean, until you get there, you realize, like, dude, this is like literally one step above poverty. You know, like, it's almost like a perpetual like just prison that people put themselves in, mental blocks that we're taught, like, this is what you should be making, this is doing good, you know. So I guess early on, hey, you can do whatever you want, and you could make whatever you want. And it's never been about the money, it's more about the freedom that comes with it. I'm chasing freedom. People thought I was chasing paper. I was chasing freedom. Green paper won't do anything. You know, I could have a room full of money and it wouldn't do anything. The freedom that comes with it, you know, is what really fuels me. I just want to be able to do whatever I want, whenever I want, with whoever I want, at any time. And you know, and you know, have that ability. That's really what it's all about for me.
That's awesome, dude. Yeah, man. So your story started off like kind of like Daniel. Daniel was the last episode that we recorded, and your story was kind of similar, man. You didn't grow up from like a rich background, right? You didn't grow up from like a family full of money.
No,
is that
from
correct?
The hood.
Yeah, so you're from the hood, man.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And yeah, dude, like coming up and having that mentality, that like you said, that survival mentality, man, a lot of people let go of that, like, because I grew up from the hood too, and that's the same exact thing that I have in the back of my mind, is to survive, try to find a way, you know, make it happen one way or another, no matter what, it has to work, you know.
Yeah, dude, man,
and the way you're doing it, though, you're doing it on a crazy level, man. Because how old are you now? You're 27?
28,
and you have what, like three or four businesses, and then they're generating crazy amounts of income,
whether I'm in the room or not.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like you own an automotive shop along with Daniel, the last guy that we had on the podcast. You're the other half of it. You own an automotive shop with him. You also own a King of Water business, and then you're also involved with investing into real estate and stuff like that. And it's crazy, dude. Like, who taught you how to do all this stuff? Who taught you? Like, you didn't go to college for any of this stuff, because you went to college with me. You went to go work on airplanes. Yeah. And then you did that for like a couple of years. And I guess you kind of figured out that wasn't for you, so you moved on. Like, but who taught you business, dude?
I went to school. We ranched on jets for like five years right before I got my big raise. I became a pilot in the process. You already know that, but aviation was my dream. Working there was my dream. I know it sounds crazy now, but I mean, I really did enjoy working there. The reason I left was I was getting too comfortable, and I was losing my ambition in life. So to answer your question, while I was at work in between breaks, or, you know, on my days off, or when I wasn't working, or driving to work, or while other people were watching TV or watching the game, I was just reading books on business, studying successful people, studying the rich, studying people like the activators, the people that make stuff happen, and going for failure, like not waiting until I have. I mean, some people want to talk about LLCs and S corp and, you know, business accounts and all this point of sale, and they want to complicate things, and it's like, no, just go for it. Just get started, whatever it is that you want to do, or whatever it is that you think you want to do, and it start generating income on the side, whether it's $5 a week or whatever. And that's going to be the biggest school for you. A lot. I mean, I started from going from yard sale to yard sale, you know. As far as when they're doing the street cleanup and the houses throw stuff on the outside, and you'd see me pull up in my truck, in my beat up old truck, and load up the back, and you'd catch me at the swap meet the next day. And you know, and whatever it is that comes your way that you can generate income, just training your mind by putting in your mind that, hey, I can make more income, whether it's $5 or whatever. Getting used to that habit, that hunting mentality, where I'm hunting, I have to hunt so I can eat. You're gonna teach yourself so many things that, you know, you can't learn, like you said, you can't learn from books, you can't learn from teachers. And you're gonna have that this automatic survival instinct in your mind, instilled in your mind that you have to hunt every day. So, you know, like I was saying, one day I'd be picking up someone's trash, the next day I'm selling it, and you know, and now we're doing much bigger deals today. But it all came from those little tiny deals that, while somebody else was, you know, trying to YouTube, you know, endless hours, you know, adding time to the equation. How do I start a business? Doing all kinds of crazy stuff, like overthinking things, making things complex. I just went straight in and, you know, I went for failure. I failed many times. I still fail today, but that's how you grow and that's how you learn from your mistakes. And while I was busy failing, the guys that were analyzing everything and overthinking everything, by the time I got my, you know, by the time they figured stuff out or they thought they did, I was already, you know, miles and miles ahead. And now I have experience, and you can't learn experience off YouTube or a book, you know, even though YouTube and books and all, I mean, you can learn how to freaking be an astronaut literally on the internet nowadays. But, you know, you don't want to get hit with what they call analysis paralysis. People overthink things, they overplan things, they're waiting for the right time. No, I just say go all in, just figure it out. Whatever it is that you think you want to do, just hit it, just go. Like, don't even wait to get a business license, just get it going. Like Daniel and I, we got shut down twice because we weren't properly licensed. And the guys that waited when they're properly like, I mean, we'd be in there wrenching on cars in the middle of the night, we'd close the doors, we you know, you would drive by and you would think we're closed, and we're in there knocking out transmissions. And then you got the guys waiting 6 months to, like, oh, we got everything in line, all the paperwork in line, but they have no customers, you know, they have no experience. So to answer your question, what got me in that, what taught me? Yeah, it was self-taught, but again, it was, you know, books. Of course, there's stuff on YouTube, but like mainly it's experience, life experience. And then being around the right people, because I never really hung around people that were just, you know, sitting at home watching TV, playing video games, because that'll make you a video game player, you know, not, you know, so it's, there's nothing wrong with that. You know, if that's what you want to do, that's what you want to do. But I wanted to be free. I wanted to make money. I wanted to, you know, retire my mom, you know, I wanted to do other stuff. So, most of it is self-taught, just, you know, failing. That's literally it. Failing. That's how I learned.
That's awesome, dude. Hey, so with all that, like, I know that you're studying people, you mentioned Grant Cardone, I'm sure you're looking up to a lot of other big names out there that were doing big things. Did you ever have any like mentors or anything? Like, did you pick somebody and be like, I'm going to follow that person, or I'm going to study everything they got going on? Because I know they talk about like having mentors in business will help you grow and help you move forward in it. So with that being said, like, who were your mentors, if you had any?
I picked Grant Cardone, simply because he's still alive today. You know, I mean, there's books I've read, you know, Think and Grow Rich, Richest Man in Babylon, just to name a couple real quick. The top CEOs real quick, the top CEOs, you know, read an average of 50 books a year, if not a little bit more. The average person reads less than one book a year. And if they do, it's like Twilight or some Harry Potter crap, you know, and they complain and cry about why that guy makes $5 million a year and why they're stuck at their, you know, $50,000 a year job. But yes, to answer your question, I stuck to Grant Cardone because I resonated with him more. I mean, he came from absolutely nothing when he was my age. He was on drugs, you know, he was coming off drugs, you know, stuff like that. So because the problem with a lot of these new entrepreneurs don't know is, you know, we're in the information age, and like, you can get confused if you're listening to multiple people. It'd be like, you know, because there's a million ways to do this, especially business. You know, there's a million ways to get rich, and then everyone has their own way. So if you're trying to, you know, of course you can take bits and pieces from 10 different people, that's fine. But if you're, there's some people that are way different. Like, for example, Gary Vee, everyone knows Gary Vee. If you're following Gary Vee and then you go to Grant Cardone, you're going to be very confused. And, you know, Gary Vee has his own way. His way does not work for me. But I mean, you know, bless his heart. The guy's really cool. He's a great guy. He's a really cool guy. I got to meet him, and he's a really cool, cool guy. But what I would suggest is people pick one mentor, and you know, and stick with it. That person. And it's really you gotta, you know, I'm overextending this question, but it's very important to pick people that don't sell. Gurus are selling, stories. They're selling, basically a story that, hey, this is how you do it. This is how I did it. But a lot of the times, that's not how they really did it. Like, you know, you got Dave Ramsey. He'll tell you about slicing credit cards a little bit. But, you know, that guy didn't get to $450 million by doing what he teaches you. He did it way different. And I mean, we can go on this for an hour, this for another day, but like, it's really important to really check out who you're going to follow, because a lot of these people, they disguise themselves as gurus and all this, but they're not telling you, hey, he inherited $20 million from his parents, you know, that's why he's successful now, you know, and he got with someone that knows media marketing, and now they're doing a video and now they're selling, I can teach you how to get the Lamborghini, you know, I used to, you know. So very important. Yeah, Grant Cardone. He's done a lot of great stuff. So yeah, he's been my mentor for sure. And I owe a big part of my success to him.
That's awesome, dude. Yeah, I remember when we were working at the airlines together, and one of the main reasons that when I started my first business is because of you. Like, you had told me to just start it. And even though it was just as simple as that, to just start it, like, I was making it so complex in my head, and I was kind of getting into my head, like, I got to do this, I got to do that, and blah, blah, blah. And then I remember telling you that I wanted to make t-shirts, and I wanted to start a clothing brand. And you told me one time, and you're just like, just fucking do it. Just start it. Just create a shirt and just do it. And then I ran with it, and then time went by, and then, like, I think I'm year five now, and I have the clothing brand still going, and it's making passive income, you know? So, I mean, that's awesome. And I thank you for that, man. But what that was a stepping stone for other businesses that came about, you know, and then I got involved with you in Canyon Water, and we're working together on that. And then that went from there to real estate. And yeah, it's just snowball effect. You know, it's crazy how just starting, it doesn't matter how small your business is, and you just get started, could turn into something way bigger 5 years down the road. It's amazing, man. And but I think what a lot of this, like, success that I'm having with myself is coming from the teachings that you're giving us through the King of Water training. Even though you're teaching us sales, you're also teaching us, like, business on how you do things, which is huge, you know. This type of information you're giving us is worth way more than what colleges charge, you know, from their professors and shit. And you're giving us real life experience, and you're showing us, like, hey, you do it this way, you make money, you know? And if you do it this way, you have more free time, you know, you could spend time with your family and friends, whatever, you know?
Yeah.
And, it's pretty cool, man. Real quick, one of your businesses, the King of Water business, I wanted to talk a little bit about that. What got you involved with that? Because that seems to be one of the big ones for you, where you spend a lot of your time, you know, working on. And mainly you're working with a bunch of team members and just training them up and teaching themselves. But what got you in King of Water? Like, how did you come about that?
Crazy story. Besides being a product that the whole world needs, there's no exception. And besides, you know, being something health and something where you're changing, you know, lives, you're changing families' lives, whether they realize it or not, in the long run, you're giving them a very powerful longevity in life and health. Besides that, I really wanted to meet Grant Cardone when I was like 18, 19 years old. I really wanted to meet him. Like, I wanted to meet him, you know, and I mean, he was like my idol, you know, cause he's the one that, like, watching his YouTube videos back in the day, he's the one that, like, you know, helped me break out of that mindset where, like, only some people get lucky. And I was like, no, everyone can get lucky. Everyone can do big stuff in life. So I really wanted to meet him to tell him, thank you. You know, I'm going to be a billionaire one day, and it's going to be because you helped me, right? Whether you realize it or not. So long story short, my brother, he introduced me to, he had us go to a little event in Temecula, California. And that's where I actually happened to meet Carlos there. He was doing a little True Health event there. Carlos Pantera. He worked with Grant Cardone for 15 years. And, you know, he was telling us about these water devices. And I didn't end up buying one, but I was kind of, like, impressed by what he had to say. I mean, this guy was fit. He was, like, 50 years old. And, I mean, he was in way better shape than most high school football players are today, to this day, you know? And long story short, he found out I wanted to meet Grant. He walked over to his S-Class Mercedes, and he goes to the trunk of his car, and he pulls out a seminar ticket. And he was like, hey, you want to meet Grant? He's going to be 2 hours north of you 2 days from now. They're sold out. Tell him Carlos Pantera gave you the seminar ticket. And if they give you any trouble, tell them to call me, and they, you know, don't worry about it. And I mean, I almost cried, you know, like, I mean, like, that was $1,000 seminar ticket at that time when I was 18. I mean, $1,000 was like a big deal to me, you know. I didn't have that, you know, that was a big deal to me. And, you know, I mean, I couldn't believe it. Like, I was like, dude, I've been looking at his website every single day. And I look at the price. I'm like, one day I'll be able to afford this. One day I'll be, you know, whatever. Long story short, I go to Concord. I sleep in my truck because I couldn't afford to stay in the hotel. And, you know, I mean, I saw the 10X seminar. I mean, it was life-changing stuff. Like, I mean, I met Grant back in the day when, you know, there was only 150 people in the room. Back in the day when you could hang out with him. Back in the day when no one knew about him, you know. Nowadays, there's freaking, you got to shoot. He's a celebrity billionaire now. You know, it's really hard. Even if you go to one of his events and pay $3,000, you're still not gonna meet him. Like, it's different. So where I'm going with this is, when he started the seminar, there was a guy sitting next to me, because only managers, top managers, got to go to this stuff. You know, the company would pay for it. I'm sitting in the front row. He's drinking Crystal Geyser water. And then before the event even started, Grant walks up to him, grabs the water bottle, holds it up in the air, squeezes, and say, everybody, you see this? You know, squeezes it all. This is stupid. And he put it back down and walked away. And I was like, damn, this guy just paid money to be called stupid, you know? And that's when I realized, like, hey, Grant's big on this water. Oh, shit, you know? And I started looking into more of this water besides what it did for my parents, because, I mean, it did a lot for my parents. I could write you a book on that alone, but... looking more into it, I started digging deeper, and I seen there's a lot of big celebrities, big players on this water. And then I realized, like, this is some huge stuff that no one's talking about. And I'm the kind of guy, when, you know, when everyone's running to the right, I run to the left. So, there was something there and something powerful about this water, besides top doctors in the world recommending this water and a lot of stuff like that. I mean, I'm very passionate about stuff like that. So, again, that's basically what keeps me in this business, besides helping other people achieve their goals and dreams, you know, besides earning more than a doctor doing this, you know, there's so many reasons why this is going to always be my bread and butter. And, you know, I partner up with a lot of people. When you buy a machine and you tell me you want to grow and run a business, like, you want to partner up with me, like, I'm not going to let you down. Like, I'm not going to quit on you. So that, you know, I told that to a lot of people. So I'm not going anywhere until those people are very, you know, financially free.
Yeah, that's awesome, dude. Yeah. What you're doing right now for the business and training all the distributors, including myself, man, it's definitely a blessing, man, because, people wouldn't take the time to do that. Some people in sales would just sell you a product and then they're ghost, they're gone. You haven't done that with me or anyone else that wanted to take the business a little serious and learn something new, because most of the people that you're talking to and you're training are brand new into sales, dude. No sales background whatsoever. They're coming from way different careers. Like for me, I was coming from aviation, and then I was coming into, like, you know, the whole apparel thing. And even then, the sales in that was like preschool compared to what you're doing with King and Water. And yeah, man, what you're offering is gold, dude. And your knowledge that you have, because I remember back in the day you brought up the water, and back then I guess, you know, you're still learning sales, so the pitch wasn't quite tight, you know.
Yeah.
But now, if you talk about it, and anybody who talks about it with or talks to you about the water, it comes out so natural, it comes out so appealing, and people want to be like with you on it. They want to join, you know, either with the business or they want to just have that product in their house. And it's powerful the way you've developed, and now you're trying to share it with everyone else. It's gold, man. And I appreciate you for that. So like, yeah, with that being said, like, so sales is your bread and butter, and you also own an automotive shop. How do you take the sales portion and get into the automotive shop? Because I mean, when we think about automotive and a mechanic, you know, mechanic shop, you're just wrenching on cars and that's it. Like, do you need to have sales in order to run an automotive business? Do you have to have a sales background?
Sales make the world go round. Everything in life is a sell. You're either selling or you're being sold. You're either getting someone to agree with you, or they're getting you to agree with their way of thinking. I didn't even know how to do an oil change when we started the shop. You can ask Daniel that. I'm a pretty well-rounded mechanic now. Like, I can diagnose, you know, 99% of problems on a car, usually within a matter of minutes. I can do any heavy manager repair on a car, but what I'm saying is I didn't know how to work on cars when I started. I had a background in aviation, so I knew how to wrench, I knew how to move my hands, but luckily we had Daniel, Daniel had to work on cars obviously, but he would agree as well, and he was working on sales too. Like, we focused on sales when we got started. We focused on sales. I called 600 people the first week, you know. Everyone in my phone, I called, almost everyone. It was 600 people I called, and I told them, you know, why they need to come to see my business. Because, you know, the mistake people make when they're starting a business is that they think they got to go sell to strangers. And no, you're selling, the easiest sell you ever make in your life is people that already know you, trust you, and want to help you. And so, yeah, sales is by far the most important thing in any business. Any investor, any person, whoever wants to buy your business or anything, the number one thing they're going to look at, sales. What are sales? I don't care if you have the best product or you're some kind of genius wizard kid that invented some, like, they want to know sales. Like, what do you, is it a proven product? Are people buying it, you know? And so yeah, for automotive world, the reason we make money, and the reason we're even on the map today in Fresno, is because we focus on sales. Like, yes, we will fix your car. Yes, we have the best warranties. Yes, we use, you know, top brand parts, OEM, you know. Yes, we don't fuck around, you know. But customer acquisition's number one thing in any business. And I don't, like, the soonest people realize that, the soonest, you know, the sooner they'll start making money. But customer acquisition is sales. It's selling.
Yeah, that's awesome, dude. Man, dude, like, so with that being said, say if you had a brand new person that came up to you and they're like, hey, Ernesto, man, I see what you're doing. I want to be kind of in your shoes. I want to give myself 5 years to get in your shoes. And they're fresh, bro. Like, they don't know anything about sales. They don't know anything about marketing. They don't know anything about investing. What kind of advice would you give that person? And if you had to sit down and talk with them and give them like a 5-minute conversation, what would you tell them and how to get started? Just to bring everything that you've learned in the last 10 years, bring it all together.
I can do it in a minute, maybe two. Basically, what do you want in life? Why do you wake up every day? You need to go either home, your office, wherever the heck you, where it's quiet, and you need to know exactly what you want in life. You need to write it down. You need to write down, if it's financial freedom, you need to write down that number. What is that number you need to be making per month? If it's health, If it's fitness, you need to write down exactly what you want. If it's familial, anything family related, exactly. And then you need to, you can't bullshit yourself. This is very important stuff. We're taught to conform and only want, that's realistic. That's not realistic. You have to be realistic. We're taught to be weak, You need to not bullshit yourself in this part and really be honest with yourself. If you think, $100,000 a year is a lot, you need to really go talk to someone who makes 100 grand a year and ask them if they feel like that's a lot of money. You need to really, be honest with yourself, because most people lie to themselves. That's one thing that helps me every day, is I don't lie to myself. You need to be honest with yourself. Basically, you're drawing yourself your roadmap. This is what I want. You're not worried right now. How are you going to get there? If you start thinking, oh, how am I going to get there? You'll lose everything. You lost already. Like, you will get paralyzed with, just thoughts of like, oh, how am I? And I'm a very analytical person. You and I are both, we have that restorative trait where we fix things, right? A lot of people are like that. So your mind's like, well, how am I going to do it? How am I going to, like, no. So very important. You think you have to come up with these 10, 15 things that you really want in life. Right? You really want those lives, and write them down every morning, every night, every morning, every night. Write them down, not a little thing, little cute picture you put on your wall. No, you have to write them down every morning, every night. People who write down their goals are 70% more likely to get there than people who don't. And then also, you're putting a roadmap. It's like, you know where you're going now. You're not worried how you're going to get there. It's like filling up your gas tank on a car and just driving till the gas runs out, right? That's what most people do, by the way, in life. And then they end up in Belmont, or they end up in some very shitty neighbor. Or some might end up in an okay neighborhood, But very rarely do they end up in a very, very nice area, by accident. Very, very rarely do people become successful by accident. So when you're literally writing down these very important things, you're programming your subconscious mind to go to work when you're asleep, when you're awake. It's on autopilot. It's telling you, I'm going here. And what you think about, you will bring about into your life. When you're constantly thinking about something, your desire is going to increase for that one thing or for those 10 things. And when your desire is through the roof, that burning desire is going to fuel you. And this is just something that's going to happen automatically. You're not even going to think about it. You're going to wake up one day and you're going to be like, holy fuck, man, what have I done? And very important to not lie to yourself again. And again, don't worry about the mechanics. Don't worry about how you're going to get there. Don't worry about, like I said, I mentioned the car. You put gas in your car, you're going somewhere, right? And you're trying to go somewhere and you're hoping you don't run out of gas. Like, you're going to run out of gas eventually. So again, you have a roadmap now. You know where you're going now. You're not worried about how the car runs or how the pistons fire or how the fuel pump works or the injectors or the O2 sensors. You're just worried about, I'm going to get here and that's it. And then I'm going to ensure myself. I'm going to remind myself that I'm going here, and this is why, and why else, and why else. Don't bullshit yourself. Tell yourself why else. Oh, I want $1 million. Why? Why? Okay, because I can help people. Why else? Because I will be free. Why else? Because I can retire my mom. Why else? Keep selling yourself, programming your mind on why you want it until you're so stubborn that no one can ever take that away from you, and you cannot help but become successful.
Dude, that's gold, man. Yeah, that's fucking gold. Right now, that's a clip right there that people need to fucking listen to over and over. Pretty much, Ernesto just gave you guys the fucking, pretty much how to get started. Like, that's it right there. And you just got to apply it now. And everything else will come, all the teaching, all the learning, it will come. But like, just to get started, like right there, man, that's it. Fucking, that's gold, bro. Fucking. So with that said, Ernesto, what is your why, bro? Like, I know we're talking about getting people like off their asses and stuff like that. But what's your why? Like, why do you show up every day? Why do you keep pushing? And why do you have these goals? Like, what's your why?
Because I know I can do a lot more.
Cool, man. Yeah. I mean, you want more. You want more freedom. You want that passive income. You want everything that is obtainable. And yeah, I get it, man.
Because when, When you're not growing, you're dying. There's no in between. You know, when people, oh, I'm comfortable. You're lying to yourself. You're dying slowly. And that's it. When you're either growing in life, you're either going up or you're going down. There's no in between. So if I'm not going up, that means I'm going down. So I push hard every day because I don't want to be dying. I want to be going up.
Yeah, man. I get it, brother. Then so moving forward for you, man, what's next? I mean, I know you got your businesses. You're still going to be running, man. You got anything exciting coming up?
To be 100% honest with you, I don't know. I'm going to grow my team, but you know, I write it down every day. You know, I have a net worth of $5 billion. You know, I have, you know, a Gulfstream 700. I own homes in the most beautiful parts of the world. My loved ones and I are strong, united, and healthy. I'm in perfect health, you know, physical shape, spiritual health, you know, everything. I mean, I can go on and on about my goals, but I don't know if I'm going to get there. I don't know what's next, to be honest. I just know what I want. So one day we'll be having this conversation again. I'll be like, oh, well, I did this, this, and that to get there, you know. I didn't know I was going to do this, this, and that, but all I know is that I know where I'm going. I can't tell you right now the second how I'm going to get there, but like I mentioned earlier, I'm writing my goals down every day, and they're going to change. They're changing every time I accomplish one or two. It, you know, obviously, what's next, you know?
Yeah. That's awesome, dude. Well, Ernesto, I mean, I appreciate you getting on the call today, man, and, you know, giving us your insights on business and, you know, your motivation on what keeps you going, man. And I know this episode is going to be a powerful one for people to listen to, and I definitely would love to bring you back later on to give an update on, you know, some things, man. And if you got, you know, more stuff that you learned, I would like to have you come on and share with everyone, if that's cool.
Of course.
Hell yeah, dude. I appreciate you, man. Yeah. Well, Ernesto, man. Yeah, man. I appreciate it, dude. Like, I know this podcast is, I'm barely building it. It's getting going, man. And this is, I think, episode 7 or 6 or something like that. I can't remember. But yeah, man. I mean, I'm trying to push, and it pretty much it's inspired by you, man. You know, you're one of the main guys that got me off my ass to start doing things. And I'm right excited. On. Yeah, I'm excited to see where this goes, man. And, you know, we'll bring you back on the show, man, and give an update.
Sounds good. Looking forward to it.
Appreciate you, man. This episode has been brought to you by the PM app, a new social media platform that could connect you in ways the other apps cannot. But just like the other apps, you could also share pictures and videos. With this new app, has a cool feature to it where you can actually have screen sharing capabilities. So download now on Android and Apple devices today, the PM app. Hey, if you're ever in California and you happen to be in the Fresno area, come visit Automotive Pros when it comes to your automotive needs. The pros can take care of any challenges there. The customer service is first class with these guys. You can find them at 5719 West Barstow Avenue, Fresno, California, 93722, or simply give them a call and ask for a quote at 559-930-0435. Go visit the pros.
You just listened to The Secret Sauce, brought to you by Rudy Herrera. Thank you for listening.